Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 316, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, in sunny southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. Mike, how's it going?
Mr. Klinsman, how's it going?
Oh, you know, just living in our new reality here with everything going on with the coronavirus and daily doom and gloom that we get to experience, which is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's great.
I don't know. That was the thing. We've been kind of just pushing it off this week, And as you can tell, we're a little late releasing the episode this week. And I didn't really have a whole heck of a lot that we wanted to talk about because... I don't know. I don't really feel like talking for an hour about negative stuff.
No, and I also don't really want to talk about my top five
favorite quick serves at quick serves. Hollywood Studios. Yeah,
right.
I get it. People want an escape, but I just can't. You know, I just can't think about that. It's hard for me right now. Because maybe I'm in the minority or maybe I'm not, but I know you and I are in lockstep on this. And, you know, I take this very seriously. I'm not one of those people like, oh, I'm young, I'll be fine. I'm worried about it. I'm worried about the people I come in contact with. I'm worried about my parents. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about my wife, my sisters, you know, and I want people to stay safe, and I want something to happen with this where it goes away, where we find a way to treat it, where we find a way to immunize people against it. And that's a long way off. It looks like it's far in the horizon. So these next few weeks and months are going to be pretty, it's just so unknown. And I'd feel silly and disingenuous to sit here and talking about like Chico and California Grill and stuff like that while, you know, all this is going on. So basically, we just wanted to come on and kind of say that we don't know where we're going to be, you know, going forward. And next week, maybe we'll be feel like talking about something and we'll come on, but maybe not. We might take a little hiatus here. I don't know. What are your thoughts on everything?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day. I know the people that are listening are going to listen. And, you know, I'd like to think that our listeners are mostly like-minded to us and they probably are taking this seriously. I think the people that listen, and they're probably not really in the mood to hear about, you know, the best kiddie roller coasters, you know, on property and things like that. So I don't know. I mean, there's not a lot I really want to talk about because obviously we're not experts on medical. I don't want to start, you know, giving news reports on coronavirus and stuff like that coming on and just talking because, you know, it's all consuming. Like I try to distract myself from it as much as I can. And
I do too, but you know what? I've even like just put a YouTube video on and then I'm like, I'm just getting off it again because it's just not doing anything.
Yeah,
like I was hell-bent on going to Vero Beach the end of the summer and watching videos on that resort and their restaurants, and now I'm like, I don't even feel like going.
Yeah.
So I'm not really into the videos.
Right, and that's the thing, too. Like, for me, it's I'm lucky because my daughters are young enough where they kind of know what's going on, but they don't know the gravity of it. So they're just still their normal silly selves, and they're running around having fun, and we're, you know, playing in the yard, and they know that we can't go to playgrounds and the library and the places that they like to go, and they just ask when they could go, and I wish I had an answer for them. I mean,
keep you distracted.
Yeah, but it helps because, you know, you come home to them and it's like just the weight of everything is lifted off your shoulders, even if it's only for a few hours. But it really makes a big difference for my sanity. So it is good for me. And then, I mean, and you have Rhodey that I'm sure he keeps you distracted to some degree, because obviously he's still a dope. He doesn't know what's going on.
Speaking of, you saw the picture I sent you.
Yeah, exactly. That was
great. Isn't he just a clown?
Yeah, exactly. It's good stuff. So that's the biggest thing. I just want everyone out there to know that we are, you know, I feel bad that we can't offer something, but it would be
so. Maybe we will in a week.
Who knows? Yeah. And maybe we'll feel like talking about something. Maybe we'll just come on and talk about, you know, March Madness and, you know, what could have been this year. It might not be Disney, but we might just talk about something stupid and unrelated and just have fun for 45 minutes. What's that?
I was watching some of the, watched a little bit of that Kansas national championship game when they beat Memphis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were like down 9 with 2 minutes to go and they came back. That was a great game.
I remember that.
But just the sounds with Billy Packer and Jim Nance. Oh, how I miss that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really watch any of that today, but I was actually busy today because I got up this morning and we had breakfast and then we were getting ready and I had to do some packing because, you know, we're still moving, I guess. I don't know. As far as I know, everyone's telling me it's going to happen on the date that they say it's going to happen. So I don't know if everything's going to be done remotely or how we're going to do all the paperwork and stuff. But I'm moving forward under the assumption that I'm still moving in 2.5 weeks.
What's going on in Rhode Island with this?
It seems like it's, I don't know, like, how many tests they're putting out, but they're literally getting the same amount of confirmed cases every day, like 10. 10 a day, 11 a day, 10 a day.
It's hard because you have such a small...
It's a million people, it's not, you know, it's still... But it's people... I feel like people are mostly taking it seriously that I deal with. Mm-hmm. Like, the people in our neighborhood, yesterday was a nice day, today was a relatively nice day, and we were out and about... And people were talking, but they were staying away from each other.
Yeah, even, we're doing the same thing.
Even people with their kids, like there was one woman and she had a kid in the stroller and then another woman had her kid in the stroller. And they said, oh, let's walk together. But they stayed 6 feet apart. They were talking and walking together, but they were far apart. You know, like one was on the sidewalk and one was walking in the middle of the street. And then, like, even with the girls, you know, we're just staying in our yard and we'll ride our bikes on the sidewalks, but we'll talk to people, but we're not going close. We're not doing all that. So I feel like most people are taking it seriously. And even like the people that come into my work, I would say 80% are taking it seriously.
Uh-huh.
And then there's actually a lot of people now that are calling and trying to like put their order in over the phone and pay over the phone. And we just leave it outside, which I'm fine with. You know,
That's what I was going to ask you, if there's going to be more of that.
Yeah, I hope so. We've been doing more deliveries, so, you know, people are ordering stuff. We're just dropping it at their shop, and no one has to be there. We could just drop it and go, which is good as well. And then even homeowners, that's the thing that drives me nuts, though. Like, it's the people, like the landscapers, that's their job. They have to work. I get it. They need the supplies. They need to work.
But what you're saying, if my lawn goes to shit this summer, I'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's the way I feel about it. But I have these like 75-year-old guys. Oh, I'm stuck at home. I figured I'd come in and get my fertilizer. I'm like, the whole point of being stuck at home is so you don't go out and like come in contact with people you don't need to. Just drives me crazy. So like we ended up setting up like a table like 5 feet away from our counter, and we put our like credit card machines on the table.
Yeah,
and
I was going to ask if that was the case too.
And put like caution tape so people are forced to stay like 6-8 feet away.
Yeah, okay. So, they're doing some things.
Yeah, so we're trying. And then, but like one guy came in on Saturday and he's like, oh, what the heck is this? Did you do this for me? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what, you're trying to stay away from me? I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the point. I'm like, what, you've been living under a rock? You don't know that what's going on? I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stay away from you. But most people are...
Now, did that come down from corporate, or was that...
People just kind of came up with it on their own, and then
are you kidding me?
Around pictures, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you should do this." Yeah,
seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I don't know. It's just such a weird thing because there's no playbook. No one knows what to do. We're kind of figuring out as we go, but we still don't know what the best practices are. It's only been a week.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
A week.
I have, Bill, two weeks ago, I was just getting home from the Bay Hill. That seems like eternities.
Yeah, I know, right?
2 weeks ago.
I know.
I've never seen, it's only been like a week and a half since the NBA and everybody else canceled. It's going by so slow.
It is. And I don't know if it's just because there's so much that's happening. It's hard to explain. It's been such a slow 2 weeks. You're right.
Like, I feel like I'm in school again. Like, the 7 hours take, 3 days.
Yeah. And I'm...
For you, because you liked school. I'm talking about an idiot like me who couldn't wait to get out of there.
I don't necessarily want to be working, but I think it's good that I'm working because it kind of helps the day go by. And right. Plus, I get to keep getting a paycheck, which obviously is helpful.
Of course. Yeah.
But I do feel like kind of stupid working, like while everything's going on and I'm just sitting there doing what I do every other day. It's like I feel like I should be doing something. But we need to, some aspects of things have to stay normal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I can easily, when I get home, I don't want to go back out. Like, I have to go grocery shopping once a week or whatever, once every other week.
Yeah.
And I don't want to necessarily. Like, I went Friday, and I wasn't, like, terrified, but I was definitely, like,
uh-huh.
Let's get this done as quick as possible. I don't want to, like, waste my time in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did that. And then even today, like, because, again, we're moving, so I had to go get some boxes at Home Depot, and I'm like, all right, let's go get some boxes, and like
your life is absolutely miserable right now.
It's not the best. They talk
about the top stresses in life, but when psychologists came up with this list,
the coronavirus
they didn't test
wasn't
coronavirus.
No, that wasn't
they didn't
one
test that one.
Global when pandemic I, wasn't high on
psychology
the list.
Books.
Yeah, global pandemic was not high on that list.
Yeah, it never was. It was like public speaking, death of a family.
New job.
Member, moving, yeah. New job,
Yeah, basically everything that's
everything that you
in
guys
the last
have had,
month.
And on top of it, the corona. I mean, yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stay as positive as I can. And I did have like a day where I had like a almost complete breakdown, but I got over it. I've been feeling a lot better since then. I don't know. It was nice, though. Last night, I did, that poker app I showed you
oh,
guys.
Oh, yeah, that you were trying to get us on.
Yeah, everyone just told me to go pound sand. But my buddies from UConn, we had a little game going last night. We were drinking some beers and playing video. We could talk to each other.
Are these the guys that we all went back and forth with years ago?
Yeah, my buddies.
This might not be a bad thing to get Doug and Mike into then.
Yeah, it's a top of five, so we could get...
Oh, tops at five. No, I want to be with your UConn buddies, though, because I want to rip them. It's been so long.
Yeah, it was with Dave and Aris. And me, but we can get a couple other guys on there too, and then get you in there and really get it going. It was fun. It doesn't cost anything.
Were you guys talking shit?
A little bit. You're making me edit this thing, huh? You're just dropping S bombs everywhere. I thought this was going
to
be
you
easy.
You weren't planning on having to edit this.
No, this is that's the second S bomb you dropped already.
You know why? Because it doesn't feel like we're doing a podcast.
No, I know.
So we're just like BSing.
Right. Well, at you least stopped I, yourself there. There you go.
I stopped myself there. Holy.
Yeah, but. I try to do something. Like, I can't... I don't mind sitting at home. I sit at home 90% of the time anyway.
Trust me, I don't either.
But it's like, the restaurant thing is a little frustrating, but I normally did takeout anyway, and we got, we got delivery the other night, and it's not
now,
that...
Now, what are you doing with delivery? Are you, like, scrubbing the packages and...
No, I...
No?
I'm not... I can't do that. I'll literally... put myself into a loony bin if I do
that's
that
what
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm doing everything I can,
but
you go
when
to the
they
store
came,
and then you're like, do I have to clean all this? Do I have to clean? I mean,
well, I mean, it sounds stupid. When I went to Home Depot, I brought like two Lysol wipes with me because I knew they weren't going to have any there. So instead of like wearing gloves, I just brought the wipes and wiped down the carriage and off I went and I grabbed the boxes. I'm like, hey.
Was your grocery store sanitizing? Carts?
I didn't see them doing it. I assume they were. I have no idea.
It was amazing. When I went to Publix on Friday, They have an assembly line outside.
The problem is, though, I don't know that the places, every place has the stuff even in their own inventory, like to for their own use. You know what I mean?
You like, think they were just spraying water on it?
No, I'm not saying that's what they were doing, but I don't know how available those products are anywhere. I had a guy come into my store on Saturday, and he was talking, and he's just a homeowner, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh, this is crazy. I'm like, yeah. He's like, how's business? He said to us. I was like, it's been a little different, but not too bad. He's like, this has been the craziest month of my life. I was like, why? He's like, I sell toilet paper and sanitation products. I'm a salesman.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wow. He said that they have now shut off all distribution except to, like, all that stuff can only go to, like, medical centers and hospitals. So they're not even, like, shipping it to stores anymore. Like, that whole supply chain's going to, like, hospitals and care homes and things like that. So he's like, it's not that there's a shortage, but they've just rerouted where everything's going.
You're talking TP?
But the sanitation products, like,
oh, okay.
All, like, the Clorox. He's like, I had like, three truckloads of Clorox bleach supposed to be coming in, and now they're going, like, they rerouted it to hospitals. And I was like, well, I kind of get it. It makes sense to me.
Did you see the jerks in Tennessee?
No.
Who, when they had the first case of coronavirus here?
Yeah.
They apparently rented, like, a moving van. And they cleaned up, like, all around Tennessee and Kentucky.
Oh, that guy who put it in his garage and was trying to sell it on eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then he ended up getting shamed, so he donated it all?
Oh, no. All the distribution channels shut him off.
Oh, really?
They wouldn't let him sell anymore because he was price gouging. So he had no market to sell to. And I'm like, I pray to God he put a second mortgage on his house for this.
Oh, yeah. So he just goes under.
Yeah.
Because that's scummy.
How disgusting is that? You know, if you want to buy Johnson & Johnson stock, amen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But to do something like that, that's so disgusting.
Like, it's one thing to hoard for yourself, and if you do go a little overboard, but it's to hoard and then try to, like, take advantage of it and price gouge.
That's so awful. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd rather live on the streets than do something like that.
Like, if you went out and bought 10 cases of hand sanitizer for yourself because you went crazy and you thought you were going to need that much, then yeah, I'd say, like, well, that's a little crazy, but at least, you know, you're keeping it. You're not trying to sell it to your neighbors for $40 a jar, you know. I just, it's just crazy. But, you know, I'll be at work tomorrow and see how things go, and we're just going to
keep... You guys are working 6 days a week now?
Yeah, and we're down a guy, so I'm working.
And like, they can't even limit? They can't, like, limit and, like, have you working three on, three, four off?
We're too busy. We couldn't do it, yeah. I mean, I'm basically in there by myself because the other guy's just out doing deliveries the whole day. Anything else you wanna talk about? We'll check in next week, no matter what. Even if we don't record, we'll do something like this again for the listeners. I don't know. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'll start pushing up some more YouTube videos.
Yeah,
it was slow last week because Kristen's working from home, so she's got the studio most of the
day.
She
got the studio, yeah. So the other thing also, because I am moving, there may be a 1 or 2 week span where, especially with everything going on now, we might just go on hiatus for a couple weeks until we get the new studio up and running. I don't know, unless you want to try to record with Schaefer or something.
Yeah, I can record with him. It might be something that I just look forward to just for an hour just to talk about
that's
something.
That's true. Yeah, no, I get it. So, all right, well, that's going to do it for this week. I don't have anything else to add. Just please, everyone out there listening, just stay home. Do what you're supposed to do. You know, if you have to work, go to work, but then don't be idiots. Do what's right. Everyone knows what the right thing to do is. I think our listeners are doing the right thing, but just not that.
Well, we've done some demographic tests that we don't like to talk about. You know, other people say I had 30,000 downloads.
True.
We have the smartest listeners.
That's true. We did put a test out there. And they did, it came back with the highest. And that is good. So I assume they're all staying home, washing their hands, doing what's right, and being diligent with everything. So
we might not have the numbers, Billy, but we have the smartest ones.
That's right. So I know that that's because you and I don't listen to the episodes. Because we'd bring that average
way
down.
We didn't do that IQ test.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we'll talk to you next week. We'll put something out there and maybe if we're feeling good, we'll talk a little Disney. But either way, we'll talk about something next week. So we do appreciate everyone out there listening and just...
Hey, Billy, quickly, yeah. Before mm-hmm. you wrap this thing up, where'd you get the takeout? Was it your typical Chinese?
No, we got pizza. Not from a chain, like a local place, though.
Okay.
You know, it's called Pizza Lady. We got a pizza, some wings, and a sandwich.
How are the wings? I'm always disappointed with pizza. Oh,
they're good.
Wings.
They were really good. Yeah, that's why we go there, just for the wings mostly. Their pizza's not that good, to be honest. We usually get sandwiches and wings, but the girls want
pizza.
Really? Yeah, the girls want a pizza, so they got a pizza to split, and then like a small, and then we got some wings and a sandwich to split. Oh, and a calzone, too. I forgot about
that. What kind
of
sandwich?
Meatball grinder.
Meatball grinder.
Yep. And then a pepperoni and mushroom calzone with the wings that are very good. Yeah, they have good wings there. So it was good.
Oh, now I'm craving wings.
I know. Aren't wings the best?
Oh.
They are the best. All right. Well, on that note, we'll at least leave off on a positive note talking about chicken wings. It always comes back to food with us, doesn't it?
All the time, yeah.
Even in this episode, it comes back to food. Well, that's good.
I couldn't let you go. I had to find out where you ordered from.
That's a good point. That's good investigative journalism on your part. All right. That's going to do it. Episode 316. Thank you for listening to the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast from my co-host, Mike. My name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening. And hopefully we will talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.